Rappers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. Back in the undisclosed location in Maryland, I'm Rick Rockwell. Co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. And starting us off, the rousing musical question from Lenny Kravitz. Are you going to go my way? Are you going to go my way this week, Jeff?
Well, I think I'm going to go your way, Rick. And I think we've got some terrific music, including a Cold War treat. For all you young people, that Cold War was when everybody had nuclear weapons and was going to start lobbing them at each other.
You know, that's the big complaint that I hear from young people these days, is that the world thinks in a Cold War mentality, and that's history, and we should get past it. Although, strangely enough, the legacies of the Cold War come back to remind us that sometimes it's that thinking is not completely closed, and maybe something that we have to consider. But, you know, rock and roll is actually there to make us forget about the Cold War, isn't it? I mean, if you want to really get down to the basics of it.
And that's what this song is all about. When we get to it, see, I'm teasing. I'm learning this radio business. I'm teasing ahead.
Well, that's a wonderful tease ahead, and I'm just going to say right here, right off the bat, I know you're going to go my way because it's a joint project. We're here, the Rock and Roll Underground Cooperative, to bring the music that is unheard to folks all over, not just America, but all over the world, because, as you know, we have listeners in spots that people would be surprised at, you know, all the way from Siberia to Patagonia. We've got listeners. And this week, the listeners, I think, will be happy to hear a little bit of soul on the Underground Podcast.
Thank you. think about the day I met the perfect stranger. I think about us. And I think about the day I got wrapped around your finger. I think about us. The sun was shining on you. The Lord was smiling on me. And love was calling us. I had my mind made up. And I can't stop loving you. I can't help myself. I can't get over you. No matter what I tell myself, baby. Never thought I'd ever love anyone else. In my weakness, I think about us. And I think about the day you left without speaking. I think about us. I think about the love we have for our children. I think about us. And I think about the way we laugh without a reason. Think about us, girl, yeah. There will be no more lies. Somebody tell me why I feel like I'm dying. Lord, what's come over me? Ooh, baby, can't you see that I stop loving you. I can't stop loving you. I can't help myself, man. And I can't get over you.
Get over you, babe.
No matter what I tell myself,
babe. No matter what I tell myself.
I don't know why I think about us. I think about us. I think about us.
Can't stop
can't stop thinking about you. I can't stop dreaming about you. I can't stop loving you, girl.
You're listening to the Soul Funk Sounds on the Underground Soul Funk Podcast. Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. That music there from Kem, just goes by his first name, Kem Owens. I can't stop loving you. It's uncommon, Jeff, for us to have what would be called seductive music, smooch music. I don't know what you would call it on the Underground Podcast. But
smooch music is what I used to call it 30 years ago, and nothing has changed.
No, nothing's changed. It's this is the music for the right person in the right room at the right time. And we don't normally do this on the podcast, and you got a little flavor for what I don't think DJs sound that way anymore either. I've listened to soul radio, urban radio these days, and there's a different sound, I think, to DJs. They don't seem to have that mood, that late night mood that many of us appreciated at certain times. But let me track it back so that we don't fall into other bad habits that various radio casters tend to have. We started off with the best seductive music that you can get, the Isley Brothers with Ernie's Jam, and in the middle, by request, Melinda Doolittle. Now, I want to make a note here. Melinda Doolittle is one of these refugees from that show on Fox that a few people tend to watch called Idol, American Idol, something like that.
I thought we weren't ever going to mention that name.
Oh, well, I guess I tripped myself up here, but I just want to make note to our listeners because I think this is the second time we've played Ms. Doolittle, and her fans asked us if we would play some more of her stuff, and we have played a few other refugees from that particular show. I don't want people to think, though, that we're going top 40 pop, because we've got the usual eclectic mix coming up.
In fact, Rick, the fact that we play Melinda Doolittle just goes to show what good taste we have and how open-minded we are, because we're more than happy to take requests from our listeners. And if you'd like to make a request, or if you'd like to send us an email, or if you would like to ask us why we hate American Idol so much, you can send us an email. Our email address is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's ivorytowersradio, all one word, Towers, TOWERZ, ivorytowersradio@att.net.
Thank you. tragedy. You're close to folks who have you ever felt the pain so powerful, so heavy you collapse? No. Well, has it ever come down to do or die? You got to rise above the rest. I'd like to think that if I was, I would pass. Look at the tested and think there before the grace go on. Might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I might find out.
Never had to knock on wood, but I know someone who has. Which makes me wonder if I could. It makes me wonder if I never had to knock on wood. And I'm glad I haven't yet, because I'm sure it isn't good. That's the impression that I get.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Give It Away, on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That, of course, from, dare I say, a blockbuster hit in 1991, an album called Blood Sugar Sex Magic. It's about as funky as I can get, Rick. We started out with one of the original kings of funk, Sly and the Family Stone, Are You Ready? Sly, of course, was always ready. And in the middle, a band that isn't with us anymore, and Rick and I were wondering whatever happened to the mighty, mighty Boss Tones. That song, The Impression That I Get. And Rick, that Red Hot Chili Peppers song from 1991, I think that kind of cemented MTV as, at that time, the place to go if you wanted hip, cool music.
Well, I remember that release actually broke the Chili Peppers out. They had been around for a while, and there was a lot of good things on that release, but MTV certainly picked them up, and their careers went into the stratosphere after that particular release. And a band, you will hear that even more now on the radio than you would at that particular time. I don't think MTV would have the same effect, though, these days.
No, and that's what's interesting is, you know, you and I are sitting here talking about MTV like everybody listening to us knows what we're talking about. And in fact, MTV is a fairly minor piece of the radio business, the music business today, not like it was in the late 80s and early 90s, mid 90s.
Well, I would say MTV is passé. Although yeah. I know a lot of young people who watch MTV and are actually surprised that somebody would say that there were music videos on MTV at one time, because there are all these shows now about rock stars' cribs and how to, the word is how to pimp your car and various other reality, well, what passes as reality. Let's just say that. Shows that are based on real people being famous for about 5 minutes. It's Andy Warhol's dream or maybe nightmare. I'm not sure which.
Well, and let's get to my dream, my favorite part of the show.
Favorite part of the show coming up after this announcement. Stick around.
Greetings. I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
Now I'm stuck in between no rock and nowhere. With that,
The band is called Mudvayne. The song, Do What You Do. That's this week's version of the Metal Shop. And so, Jeff, what are your thoughts about Mudvayne? Where do they rank on the heavy metal dipstick?
Well, Rick, I thought that was for a heavy metal song, I thought it was metallic, but not especially sludgy. I would give it a 20W40.
20W40? Coming up to the upper reaches of the dipstick, I'm guessing.
Well, the thing about, of course, the heavy metal dipstick is, to be a heavy metal band, you got to start out at least in the middle of it, right? You can't start out at the bottom, because then you'll be not a heavy metal band.
True enough, but it's a lot lighter than where we've been. Since we're normally talking about the bottom end of the dipstick, how close to the top end of the dipstick is that?
Well, the top of the dipstick is 25W60. So 20W40 is cranky enough.
Cranky, but not lightweight as far as heavy metal might be.
No, you still need, this will still get your engine going.
Well, talking about getting my engine going, Jeff, if anything gets my engine going besides the shop, it's your favorite part of the show.
The Ivory Towers podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net, and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Thank you.
Dana Lovitch. I think we're alone now on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That is from her debut album in 1979. And Rick, Lena Lovitch, perhaps of all the New Wavers, perhaps the most underrated, and I think that song shows why. Her big hit was Lucky Number, which was just bouncing up and down, going lucky, I won't sing it. But this song, she takes a hit from Tommy James and the Shondells and updates it and makes it kind of punky and new wavy. It's really interesting.
Not only interesting for its time, and I'm not sure we completely understood Lena Lovitch at during that time, but I think it sounds modern now. And you could put that on the radio now and not tell anybody that that's from the 1970s, and I'll bet folks would say, yeah, that works.
No, and which is, once again, one of the things radio programmers don't understand, that we understand here at the Underground Podcast, and that we're more than happy to tell them about. But, Rick, even better than telling them about it, we play music that if they listened, they'd learn.
Indeed we do, but I want to make one just commentary about the show so far. Normally, sometimes we impose themes on shows, and sometimes we like the themes to bubble up organically, but I'm wondering whether you are at work in your music workshop there in Dallas and are sort of tinkering with the theme a bit, because you listen to that song, and remember we started off with the music of Soul Seduction. Well, there's some seduction in that Lena Lovitch song too, so I wonder if seductive sounds are what we're talking about this week.
That sounds exactly right, and the other thing about the seductive sounds is they're not your typical seductive sounds. I think they're a little more intelligent. If Lena Lovitch is being seductive in that song, and you're a guy, you're going to think two things, which is, okay, great, and what does this mean?
Well, leave it for the Underground Podcast to be intelligently seductive, and I think this next set will prove it.
Call for them later to someday when times ain't so tight. One day we'll rise and live again. One day I'll set my shit upright and find myself, and I'll come back to find you then. One day when coward's not my name. One day I'll get up off the floor. One day I'll turn and face the flame, and you will show me to the door. We won't look back again. Because I bought into a lie. Because yesterday is gone away. And because they drank the price. Feeling down below me in the air. Hold my breath and peek at all of my old friends down there. We wave bye to all the towns I've known. Through the tunnel now I see the light. And if I don't trip up and I don't get caught, one day I might make that fight. The way you're telling me I ought. Might find one day sooner than we thought. Because I bought into a lie. Because yesterday is gone. The price of a song anymore. Oh.
It's Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Yeah.
Savvy Fab comes and goes on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music, as we have a set of, for lack of a better term, post-millennium tunes. We started out with, and I will say this very slowly, the band's name is And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead, and the song is called Fields of Coal. That's brand new music this year, couple of three, 4 weeks old. In the middle, Ivory Tower's favorite, Mara, For the Price of a Song. That's from 2004. The Less Savvy Fab is from 2007. And Rick, I think if anybody is paying attention, they listen to this set, they might see a direction that pop music, that rock and roll is going in.
I think this definitely tells us what indie rock is doing. And I just have a question about And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead. That band, they should be a heavy metal band with that name. Why aren't they a heavy metal band?
Well, can I make a heavy metal joke?
We didn't get to make any heavy metal jokes.
Well, because the name's too long, and I don't think a heavy metal band member could remember it.
Fair enough. I think they would just... a heavy metal band would be called The Trail of Dead. That would be it.
There you
right
go.
There.
That's it.
So half the band needs to leave, form a metal band, call themselves The Trail of Dead, and that would be it. See, we planned their career for them right here on the Underground Podcast. And more great music coming up on the other side of this announcement. Stay with us.
A restless energy blows across the globe. The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed,
or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Open up a honey, get your lover boy, meet her than I can. I done you living on me sugar, all the kids are the highest killer rocket. Honey, get your Bobby's juice, before the jukebox blows a fuse. Everybody hopping.
Confidential on Cover Me on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That, of course, our history lesson today that I had been teasing about earlier. The Putties were an East German band, an official East German rock and roll band approved by the state. And it just goes to show you how goofy communism was in the old days, and I'd better slip this in. There used to be two Germanys, West Germany, which was democratic, East Germany, which was communist. just goes to show how goofy the communist regimes were, Rick, that the state would approve a rock and roll band and not understand that you can't approve a rock and roll band, especially a rock and roll band that's going to do Jerry Lee Lewis, High School Confidential.
Well, I'm glad that they did that so well, because the music actually overcomes their problem with the fact that they are approved and sanctioned by authority.
It's like, I mean, and I saw that song and I knew we had to play it, because, you know, you can never have too much Jerry Lee Lewis to begin with. But East German Jerry Lee Lewis, hey man, it rarely gets better than that.
They do a great job. Is there any translation for putties?
No, as far as I know, that was just the name of the band. Bunch of several brothers in East Germany. In fact, in Germany today, I've discovered there's a version of the band still touring.
I'm going to guess, actually, that some committee came up with the name of their band, and that was also sanctioned and approved, as these things go. And probably the name took about 6 months to come up with, knowing how those sorts of Soviet-style committees would have been run. But I am also glad that you gave us the history lesson about East and West Germany, because I know, I'm not trying to condescend here, but there are some young people who don't remember that there were two Germanies for quite a long time.
And Rick, we try not to condescend, but to have a good time, to educate, to begin conversation, to begin discussion. And where do we do that?
We do that on the Ivory Towers blog, and you can find us ranting about music. This week, actually, no East German music, or German music for that matter, but we do have some music from a guy named Dieter Schoon, who is Swedish, that we review on the blog this week. See, we've got our international connections both on the ancillary blog and here on the podcast, and you can find us at www.ivorytowers.com. And let me tell you, we don't just have music on the blog, but there's also politics. Jeff has a great piece about the drinking age, talking about things that young people are interested in, on the blog this week. Again, that's www.ivorytowers, and that's Towers, Ivory Towers, all one word, with a Z, a Zeta, or a Z at the end. You don't happen to know what the Z would be in German, do you, Jeff?
I can barely say Ein, zwei, drei.
Well, we'll have to look that up and add that to our list for later. But www.ivorytowers.com.
Stolen. Everybody's going out having fun. I'm a fool for staying home having none. Can't get over how I got set free. Oh, lonesome me.
Oh, lonesome way. I'll go out to Alberta. Weather's good there in the fall. I got some friends that I could go to work in for. Still I wish you'd change your mind if I ask you one more time. But we've been through this 100 times or more. Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change. What may, if the good times are all gone, then I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way. If I get there before the snow flies and if things are looking, meet me if I send you down the fair. But by then it would be winter, not too much for you to do. And those winds sure can blow cold way out there. Or strong
set of duets on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. You know, Jeff, we've been talking about seductive sounds, and so, you know, if you're going to have seduction, eventually you're going to end up, hopefully, with a duet. And starting us off in that set with a great duet, John Doe with Kathleen Edwards, Golden State. That's from John Doe's latest EP, which is several different versions of that same song, and we've played an earlier version of that from Eddie Vedder, you may recall. In the middle, M. Ward with Lucinda Williams, Oh Lonesome Me. And some people might be thinking about Oh Lonesome Me and thinking about Neil Young, who, of course, does a great version of that song. Neil Young, that last tune, Four Strong Winds, and not really co-credited like those others, but that's a backup singer in Neil's band called Nicolette Larson, who you may recall, who had a mildly successful solo career right after this record. She did such great duet work with Neil on it that she got herself a solo career out of it.
Rick, you're reminding me of the late 70s, early 80s, when every backup singer on the West Coast, it seemed, had a solo album, all trying to sound like Linda Ronstadt.
Well, indeed, I think there were A&R guys scrambling all over that state trying to find women who could try to compete and be the next Ronstadt. And little did we know that there would be no next Linda Ronstadt, and even Linda Ronstadt's career hasn't lasted as long as we think her talent probably could have carried her to. But you know, she had some other things she wanted to do in her life. Date a governor, adopt some kids, a few things like that. Not to mention that Star Wars guy that she dated for a while, right?
I also need to note that the Neil Young song is a cover of an Ian and Sylvia tune that we've played on the podcast, so we have double Canadian content there.
Our favorite Canadian, probably Neil Young, but I'd say Ian and Sylvia rank pretty high on our list of famous and wonderful Canadians.
We should do an all-Canadian show one time just to see if it can be done. Hey, are we done? Sure, is that it? Are we finished?
We are here at the end, so any last words?
No, but I'm going to work in an all-Canadian show.
Well, you know, you say it, and we'll make it happen. Maybe not in a couple weeks, but down the line, I'm sure that will be coming. That sounds like a summer show to me. So until that time, thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell in the undisclosed location. Take care, and so it goes.